June 6, page 171, Christ eases the burdens of parents. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. No work can equal that of the Christian mother. She takes up her work with a sense of what it is to bring up her children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. How often will she feel her burdens weight heavier than she can bear, and then how precious the privilege of taking it all to her sympathizing Savior in prayer. She may lay her burden at His feet and find in His presence a strength that will sustain her and give her cheerfulness, hope, courage, and wisdom in the most trying hours. How sweet to the careworn mother is the consciousness of such a friend in all her difficulties. If mothers would go to Christ more frequently and trust Him more fully, their burdens would be easier and they would find rest to their souls. Jesus is a lover of children. The important responsibility of training her children should not rest alone upon the mother. The father should encourage and sustain the mother in her work of care by his cheerful looks and kind words. Her children must have her time and attention. This training of children to meet the Bible standard will require time, perseverance, and prayer. This should be attended to if some things about the house are neglected. Many times in the day is the cry of "Mother, Mother," heard first from one little troubled voice and then another. In answer to the cry, mother must turn here and there to attend to their demands. A word of approval will bring sunshine to the heart for hours. Many precious beams of light and gladness can the mother shed here and there among her precious little ones. How closely can she bind those dear ones to her heart that her presence will be to them the sunniest place in the world. But frequently the patience of the mother is taxed with these numerous little trials that seem scarcely worth attention. She almost forgets herself time and again, but a silent prayer to her pitying Redeemer calms her nerves, and she is enabled to hold the reins of self-control with quiet dignity. She speaks with calm voice, but it has cost her an effort to restrain harsh words and subdue angry feelings, which, if expressed, would have destroyed her influence, which it would have taken time to regain. As the parents wish God to deal with them, so should they deal with their children. Our children are only the younger members of the Lord's family, entrusted to us to educate wisely, to patiently discipline, that they may form Christian characters and be qualified to bless others in this life and enjoy the life to come. Signs of the Times, September 13, 1877.